So yesterday we went through Rashi and Raavad. In terms of the machloket of whether the issue here about Kabbalah as content or Kabbalah as the time at which you have the machshava, we saw different models. Is the issue at hand whether something is an avoda, whether it's practically possible? Right, the Raavad suggestion, the reason that machshava from shechita to do Kabbalah shelo bizmano is meaningless is not necessarily just because of the, you need an achila like by pickle, but because that's ridiculous. What does that even mean? You are in the middle of shechting it. Its blood isn't going to wait for you for 24 hours to spurt out of the neck of the animal.
You're the one who's not good with blood.
I'm not good with blood, but what am I supposed to do?
Neck. That's your...
It is what it is. What? Yeah, so this leads us back now to the, in the sugya of Mechashen Le'avoda, the question of, so is it the case that these avodot and these halachot are equivalent between all the avodot or not? So if you look at the Balamor says as follows, Uperuka de parkinon lematnitin ba'arba avodot. Tirgima me avoda la avoda. So when we say arba avoda, that means from avoda avoda shelo kedive arav rabbeinu shlomo zal, not like Rashi. Ubema bima makom shemachshava poselet bimugdashim me avoda la avoda be arba avoda. So if machshava invalidates karbana me avoda la avoda, meaning kigon shochen ama lekabel o laholich o lizrok o laachter. So what does he already say? Right, so he says, so what is he saying? It is posel, could go on shochan at the kabel, all the holich, all the zirkalaga, all the zman, all the kabo. Ain a call, oh, holich achar ove, klomar. She ain a bailam mifaglim, she ain a machshava posel at the chulin, ella, ishte avoda, klomar, me avoda la avoda. Could go on shochan at the zirk, damal avod kochabim, mahakter chalvot kochabim, ain a dinchel or call, olachar achar shochay, ula fuke machshavit bailam, tlav kumi. So he says, listen, by the Avodah Zarah case, so there, only the Bailim, so only the Shochet counts Kavahomer from Pigol. But by Pigol, what does he say? That Machshava from Shchita to any of the Avodah does work. Not to create Pigol necessarily, we know that's not true, but to make it at least puzzle, right? He thinks that the content, at least for the purpose of invalidating, can be shochet amanat lekabel, shochet amat laholich, shochet amat lizrok, shochet amat laachdir.
As in the avoda? Like, what do you mean? Like, it just kind of goes to it?
Yeah, right. So again, mechashim avod lavoda, we talked about the models of what does it mean? Does it invalidate the first avoda? Does it invalidate the second avoda? But despite the fact that pickle, we know, actually doesn't actually create pickle, except from shechita to one of the achila, still, fundamentally, Balamor thinks that can machshava apply from shechita to any of the avodot?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's quite explicit about that. Not to create pickle.
Oh,
what? So he's talking about that, but he says lifsol. Right? What? Content, right? The Ramban. What does it mean? Right, again, he's explaining the line. What is machshava posel mukdashin barababa? So perish Rashi Zal. Be'atzman. Rashi says, what does it mean that machshava is posel be'arba avoda? In each avoda. Right, so the Balamor says, what does it mean, machshava is posel barba avodah? that all the avodot, at least for the purpose of psul, can be the content of the, right? It's shochet almanat lekabel, or almanat lahak, where that's the balmor. Rashi says, what is machshava posel b'mukdash and barba avodot? In. Right? In. Because as we already saw, Rashi says that it can't be the content of all of it. It's definitely not in the case of pigol. Masha engin b'chulen, she'en machshava avodot zara posel b'shtayim. B'shchito v'zrika d'hanichtiva. So what you see is Rashi thinks that all avodot are powerful enough to create a psul. They're just not always powerful enough to be the content. And again, we saw Rashi yesterday who said this. This is completely in line with what Rashi said in our sugya. And why? But again, because Rashi is saying, yeah, it's true, Kabbalah can't be the content of pigul, but that's a technicality in pigul, namely that the content of pigul needs to be achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. Right? You need to be thinking about doing something which is achila outside the normal time, i.e. zrika, which is achilat mizbeach, or the mizbeach consumes the blood, or achila, or akhtarde, emurin. Right? But Rashi, why does... One second. Why does Rashi think that you can have machshava in all the avodot? What's his logic? Because they're all avodot, right? This isn't, you don't have to overthink this too much, right? Though, as we saw for the Ravid, right? Again, we've seen that the Ravid didn't say that, right? The Ravid had quoted that position and said that the exclusion of Kabbalah was from the content, but he says, no, it's from the time at which you have the thought, right? Why? Because he thinks that even though it's an avoda, it's a lesser avoda. It's not the avoda that defines the karban. The avoda that define the karban are shechita and zrika, which makes sense. Shechita starts the process, zrika ends it. Or you could go in different ways. You could also say that zrika is the ikar for kapara and shechita is both part of the Avodat Hadam, but it's also part of the Akhtarat Emurin. Right? It's the one that defines both. Right? There are certain other benefits to Shechita. So now coming here, so again, Rashi holds that what does it mean when the Gemara says, so Ramban notes that Rashi thinks that any Avodah is strong enough to create a psul, whereas the Baal HaMor said, all Avodot are strong enough to be the content of the psul, maybe not for actual pigle, but at least psul, and why, and during shchita. Yeah, shochet amenat. Now, zrika would be true also, obviously, but zrika, you know, you can't do zrika, what do you do, zrika amenat lekabel, that's already, but that's really, that's really, so. Probably, like what the Ravid said, that's just meaning was drivel. So, the Ramban's, first of all, so we haven't seen the Ramban yet. We've seen the Ramban quoting Rashi. Wait, we'll get there. You want the Ramban? So wait 1 second, right? First he quotes Rashi. No, we're reading the Ramban, but so far all the Ramban has done is quote Rashi. Perish Rashi, we're reading the Ramban, but so far he's quoting Rashi. He's going to push back on Rashi in a second, so we haven't gotten to his sheet, though. But Rashi, yes, Rashi in the Ramban, that we're quoting the Ramban, yes.
Will quote Rashi or
Tosfot.
Why do they always do that? Isn't there something
you've
already met them?
No.
Is
it something
that you're only reading the Ramban?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I guess
Just say Rashi says.
Look, there are major Balei Tosfot that you'll read them and you'll be like, aha, you clearly never read this Masechta in Shas.
Right.
Not because, like, they're terrible people or not something they're because, like, they clearly didn't have it.
It's just weird for me to say, for Ramban or anyone to say, I'm going to quote exactly what Rashi says and then say, I disagree with this. Why not just say what he says?
First of all, you have to know what he's responding to. Second of all, yeah, there is no expectation. Why would he expect that everyone has access to Rashi? Are you? How wealthy are you?
I am just a modern guy. I have
access. Yeah. No. Svarim were super, super expensive. Right. Cost. Let's see. Of.
You can cost on Sefer Torah.
Thank you, Mr. Gutenberg.
Let's see. How much?
We should read everything for Mr. Gutenberg.
I have no idea who Mr. Gutenberg is.
Gutenberg?
The Gutenberg Press?
Oh. I've never heard someone call him Mr. Gutenberg before. And no, I'm not even talking about physical books. I'm talking about a computer.
Yeah.
I can even talk to people about new. He also didn't actually do that, but that's a whole other spiel.
Von Neumann was computer. It's not internet, right?
Von Neumann is
so according to a quick search, books in general could cost the majority of a year's salary for a single book.
Yeah, I take a lot of things for granted.
They have one library.
Yes, you do take many things for granted.
One library, like one copy of the book, you know.
And that's not the only thing Von Neumann did. Von Neumann did a whole lot.
Yay.
He's a big historical figure.
Yes.
That's all.
I'm glad that you are so moved.
I don't really like him. Yeah.
Well?
I don't actually like him. A lot of the stuff he did was actually done on the movie.
Okay. Anyway, so Pierre Raji Lava Majin Kulin Chain Machav Navazar Pazal Bishtaim Bishit of Zrika Dani Ktivan, Vichal says Zrika Poselet, Alivishik Mar Nishka Dabehsher, and Zrika, right, can be possible even though, you know, the Chiddush is even though it was Shechted Kosher, but Yesh Shemeshev, Mehad Damrin Lakaman, Bahani Tayyad, Amri Dama, Vitarba, Lididon, Akrava Dazar, Vain, Oto Zrika Zar Yisrael Orva Basar. And some respond based on the sugya later. We again, so these sugya we actually did see because, you know, we did. Mechashim me'avoda, la'avoda. Well, before you were in shir, we did it. I mean, I put it here to remind you, yes, but saying we did, we spent a week on the. On this again. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So he says, so some people respond, as we saw, to the Ramban. And they say, no, right? Because the Gemara later on there says the following. I'll read you the Gemara again. Hanu tayed ada litzikuna. There were certain Arab, you know, whatever, merchants who came to Tikunya. Yoav Dichrei Letavchei Yisrael, and they gave rams to the Jewish Shochtim. Amrlo, and they said, Dama Vitarba Ledidon, and they said, the blood and fat are for us, for Avodah Zarah. Mashcha Ubisra Ledidchu, and the hide and flesh are yours. So Shal Harav Tuvi Barav Madna, the commander of Yosef, Ki Aigav Namai. What's the halacha here? Shal Chayachi, I'm reviewing the Rishmo, halacha Kerab Yosef, halacha Kerab Yosef. That all that matters is the intent of the Shochet, and not the intent of the owner. And therefore, since the Jews were shechting, were they shechting in front of Avodah Zarah?
No, but don't they also eat? Wait, is this just stuff to eat? Like, the way it's supposed to eat?
Like, yeah. This is Kulin. Okay. The Avodah Zarah case. So he says, so you see that there the Zrika isn't Oser. Doesn't that show that Zrika isn't? And he says, Burcha, Adam Gim Shikwar Nishchav Echalko, Heich Agoyim Asurin, Davar Shein Shalem, Lomai Seklal. He said, by Avodah Zarah, if you shechted it and then you gave part of it back to the non-Jew and then they choose to worship it, obviously you can't retroactively change the status of the karbat. But obviously, if you had machshava during zrika, kevan shehim bailim, since you're the owner, osheyesh lahem adayin shutafut ba, or you're a partner, yesh lomar she'osen oto dagmin mifnim umiu ein svarazu shel Rashi mechuveret beinai. But he said Rashi svar isn't clear to me. Mehad detanya. From the following, that shachta, that if you shecht the v'achachishav aleha, and then you add machshava, ze aya maise b'kesari, this happened in Cesare, v'lahoruba, ama ein zrika oseret, which implies that zrika isn't, shema shim tomar shachishav lizrok, v'lo zara, because if what you're saying is the case where he planned the zrika, and he did it, and v'gen echam rin, hochiach sofo al tchilato, adrava, hochiach sofo, Shlo zara kamash amar be'emza lizrok v'amash shach at betchila. Satam shu'olam lo yedad lizrok v'amash zara. Right, the fact that you didn't show. Right, so he wants to say that zrika is not meaningful to usher the carbon for the zara. Obviously, it's usher. Remember, we had to distinguish there. Right, so he says, I think. Right, so Rashi thinks that apparently shchita and zrika can't make it usher lo v'amash zara, and the Ramban says, comes to Avodah Zarah, only Shrita can, because you know Zrika can make it. Zrika for Avodah Zarah is obviously Aser, but it can't Aser the entire carbon. What? Correct. I mean, doing something Aser, right? If you, yeah, exactly. V'o Tanya b'Tosefta, Imi Shach Lazarik, Dama Avodah Zarah, Mekter Chel Avodah Zarah, Zamayt, etc. Right, so again, he argues with Rashi. And then again, we saw that Rashi Ramban when we did Mechash Mevod Lavoda. So just skip to the next paragraph. Because of that, some of the Mepharshim explain. Now, the Avodah Zarah thing wasn't so important. The important thing was that that led, part of that analysis, what led Rashi to believe that the line in the Gemara of Machshevet Poselet B'Mukdashet, that the contrast between Avodah Zarah and Karbanah is that Machshava invalidates in four Avodah. When Avodah Zarah doesn't, right, so that's why he's getting into, well, which Avodah will forbid Avodah Zarah, right? But how do other people understand it? So he says, Lifichach miktsat rabotenu mefarshim kach. Uma b'makom she machshava poselet b'mukdashin barba avodot me avoda le avoda. That machshava is posel by kachim me avoda le avoda she mechashiv b'shchita le kabel lich lizrog lach tichutz zman umkomo pigol upasol ein akol olech el achasho chet. Right, that if you shecht, having in mind all of these, you make it pigal or pasul, depending on the case. Makom she'ena machshavah poselet klal al b'shtei avodot me'avod la'avoda. K'gon she'mechashav b'shat shchita lizrog la'akter. Avod shelo b'shat shchita eina machshavah poselet klal b'chulin. Va'atam, what's the reason? Right, again, like Rashi, so I like the Baal HaMor, he thinks that, what? That the content of all four avodot can create tzulei machshava v'atam, and why is that the case? Lefisha b'mukdashin, because by kodshim, by karbanot, kol arba avodot tzrichin lahachshir zevach. Right now he gives you a svara. He says, why does he think that all avodot can be the content of it? Because you need all of them. Very good. Very simple. You need all of them. Ladir baser b'achila levir machshavet posel poselet b'kulan abba b'chulin ein hechshirin ela b'shchita, which is not true of chulin. By chulin you need to make it kosher. That's called shchita. So, by avoda.
What does it mean by avoda?
Avoda is in karbana. Right. So here we have this machloket, right, where you have Rashi, who says that not all the avodot can be the content, but all the avodot can be the place at which it's significant enough, right? For machshava, right? The Ramban. So pigol, at least full pigol, seems to require achilat mizbeach, right? But according to Rashi, all avodot can be the place at which you have the soul machshava. They can't be the content. Whereas, according to the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, all of those can be the content, at least for psul. Pigul may be an exception because of the centrality of achila. Right. And that's how, right, so that's how they end up.
Does it exclude Rashi?
What? Yes, obviously, they're arguing with Rashi.
Okay, so it can only be one of the other. But what do you mean by the action? By you actually doing it is what causes it to be good.
And by so you doing what?
By doing any of the four steps.
According to who?
According to the Ramban.
No, according to Rashi. Ramban says it can be the content of.
What does it mean? The content
of your machshava. I shechted amenat to do Kabbalah in the wrong time.
Okay.
That's the content. Rather than I did Kabbalah with the wrong intent. Right? Now again, why would you hold like Rashi? Sorry, Ramban, Balamor, Ravid. Why would you limit machshava to shechita and to Kabbalah? So again, we said because those are the avodah that define the karban. Zrika is the ikar mechaber, shechita is the beginning of the process. Now it's more than that, honestly, right? Right? Zrika is the ikar kapara, shechita is the beginning. It's also, at some level, the Gemara sometimes says it's the sof hakdasha. As opposed to the other avodah, right? The other avodah are avodah, but Kabbalah at some point is, it's an in-between. Right?
You don't set two caps to block.
Right? And like there isn't, so by, you know, by let's say an oath, right, to prove that it's, you know, less of an avodah, you can point out that by oath, there isn't Kabbalah, right? You do Kabbalah in the, you sprinkle the blood straight from the neck of the bird, which shows you that clearly it's more of an in-between. And halacha, obviously, as we're going to see, is so much of an in-between state that we had the 3 day out of the Mishnah, whether halacha
is
an avoda at all. Is it an avoda when it's practically necessary, even though it's not fundamentally necessary? But the fact that we can even have such a machloket shows you that Kabbalah and halacha are a much more in-betweens. Now, is that obvious?
No,
it's not. Well, so that's the thing, is it's not obvious, right? It's, we can justify such a position, but it's not obvious. Now, halacha, because think about it. Halacha, it's true. There's a three-way machloket in the Gemara about machshava during halacha, whether halacha is an avodah at all. Is there such a machloket by Kabbalah? It's true that by birds, we don't have Kabbalah in a kli. That's true. But is there any indication in the Gemara that Kabbalah is less of an avodah?
No.
No, at some levels, even more an avodah. For example, shechita has to be done.
Well, shechita can be done by anyone. Kabbalah can be...
Exactly. Shechita can be done by the czar. Kabbalah is the first avodah that has to be done by a... Kohen. Not just that. Kabbalah, there's a lot of evidence that, and again, we won't do all the proofs right now, but the Kabbalah, there's a lot of evidence that not only is it practically collecting the blood, but it also may be sanctifying the blood. Right, and the Gemara says this explicitly in Sota Daf Yadalit. Again, I don't want to overcomplicate things, but I'll throw it out here. Right, the Gemara says, "V'note no l'toch klishar mekachov b'klishare lomali." Right, why do I put it in the klishare? This is by a mincha. Hakicha chadazim. Didn't I make it kadosh once? So the Gemara says, "Mide dehave adam." It's like blood. Dam afagav de kadish de sakin b'tzaver behema. Even though the blood was sanctified in the neck of the behema when you shechted it. Hadar Maktish Lebi Klisharet, you sanctify it again in the Klisharet. Now, if that's the case, is Kabbalah, right? It sounds much more like Kabbalah is essential. Not just essential, because it provides a different dimension to the Karban. And it actually does seem to give it a certain different identity, right? It's Maktish, the blood in a second way, which Shechita didn't do. Right? When you have a Svar like that, Rashi makes a lot more sense of why you would assume that Kabbalah is a fully legitimate time to create a psul machshava. Okay. Now, there is a slight problem, which is that, okay, establishing that the svara to hold like the Ravid, that the limitation of Kabbalah is when you can create machshava, right? Machshava haposlot. That assumes that In fact, everything I just said is true, right? The fact that a bird doesn't have Kabbalah, and the fact that whatever is that it's less of an avoda. You would expect that if that's the case, the Ravid himself would hold that. But if you go back to the Ravid again that we had at the bottom here, he says, remember, Miu Shvicha Zrika Einan Shavar Chol Davar, Shamakabal Nat Lishbok Shrem Lo Paso, Kedin Amakabal, Kach Din Amolech, Bachomenu, Ukedin Hazore Kach Din Asher Chol Davar, Aval Pish Einan Shrita Posel, Mikra Yotam in a Kabbalah, Avilach Shrita Betchilat Kolech Shavimater, Bukhul Machin Zrika. Right now, again, there are gears of problems in it, but what does he say? He does, and he says, Shvicha, it's more about the content of what you're thinking of Shvicha and Zrika. And he says, Shchita is the beginning, but it's not more of an avoda. Right? The Ravid seems to say that more, right, the problem is Kabbalah to, you know, Shvicha or something like that. Okay, so the Ravid himself is not, you know, wholly consistent, but okay. Okay, look, let's now look at the Griz, and maybe we'll actually finish this like a thought. Short, quick, before I thought. Okay, so because after this, I gave you, it's there I gave you just, you know, a little bit of review on Hakdara and Shvicha from Luchensin. Hakdara we had seen earlier in the year, so I just gave you Chazara. Well, I gave you one source to summarize, so I didn't have to spend too much time, but okay. But let's go back now to the Griz, okay? So what does the Griz add here? The Griz says, Ela lo kasha. So he's commenting now on the third stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara explicitly distinguishes between cases, the content of your machshava, and the timing of your machshava. V'tzarech la'avin halashon Kabbalah lo asa ba machshava kimase. What does the Gemara mean when it says Kabbalah? You don't make machshava like ma'aseh. Uzrika asa ba machshava kimase. Is a adifut yesh kan ba avodat hazrika yoter me avodot haKabbalah. What preference is there to zrika more than Kabbalah? Haloha shochin amanat lekabel. If someone shech amanat lekabel, in ba pikol mishum de inza achil mizbech. It's not achil mizbech. And it is. So I want to explain this sugya based on what my father, Reb Chaim, said. So until now, we've been assuming within Rashi that why is it that there's a special status of machshava from shchita to zrika for the purpose of pigol? Because you need achilat mizbeach, right? Yeah. Reb Chaim denied this. Lo mitam achilat mizbeach. It's not true. Ela mitam avoda. Digzera katovu di avoda nami mifagelet u kumod nchashem meavoda lavoda. Reb Chaim argues in everything we said. Reb Chaim says no. We've assumed until now that the question of when you can make something possible machshava depends on how much of an avoda is and how much it defines the carbon and things like that. The question of the content of your machshava might depend on the internal significance of the act, but it might also depend on localized rules like pigol needs achilat mizbeach, right? But that was how we understood Rashi. Yes? We agree that Rashi thinks that you can create a psul machshava during Kabbalah because it's no less of an avodah, but it can't be the content of your machshava. Why? Because pigol needs achilat mizbeach or achilat ada.
So it has to be on the pigol,
right? Reb Chaim denies this. Reb Chaim says even the question of the content. Which content creates psulei machshava? The critical question there as well is avoda. Where does he get the idea that the critical question of which content of your thought can invalidate a previous avoda depends on which content is avoda?
Yeah,
where does he get such a notion? No. From the sugya of mechashrin me'avoda l'avoda.
Yeah.
Right, that again, remember we said, right, v'chashmi avod lavoda, whether you think it means there's a psul in the original avoda or in the second avoda, the point is that the Gemara there says that the invalidation of the avoda that's created by thinking from one avoda to the other depends on, no, depends on avoda. Right, the Gemara explicitly compares mechashrim avod lavoda to pigel. Now, you could just say that shows that mechshava can transfer from one thing to the other. But Chaim says, wait. Mechashrim avod lavoda is compared to pigel. But what's this? What is the key word in that phrase? Avoda. Mechashrim me avoda lavoda, which it compares to pigel. So Chaim says, wait a second. I compared it to pigel? But didn't you just say that the content of the thought that's going to create pigul depends on what's achilat mizbeach and not on whether it's an avodah? So how could you compare it to mechashrin me'avodah la'avodah? From here you learn that even the question of content that's going to create a psul is not just some localized halacha. It's actually that in order to create a psul, you need the content of your machshava to be significant. And what makes your the content of your machshava significant? Avoda, it being an avoda. K'modon chad me'avoda, v'nafka mina d'minen kol avoda ha'me'akevet et ha'kapara. V'i avyamrin d'zrika mefagelet mishum d'avchilat mizbeach. And if you had said that the only reason that zrika is the content that creates pigol is because you need achila, and zrika is achila, not an avoda. Have a motzi lefagel gam b'zricha achat. Now he proves it as follows. Because the Gemara later on is going to say, to create pigul, do you have to think about all the zrikot or part of the zrika? So he says, if it was about achila, if the reason that zrika could be the content of pigul was because it was in achila, would you need to have machshava in all of the zrika? No! Because even a little bit of blood is nechal by the mizbeach. And even if there's multiple parts to the zrika, if I plan to do any of it, shalo bismano, then I'm planning on doing achilat mizbeach shalo bismano, and it should make it pigul. Except the Gemara is not clear on this point. And therefore he says, no. But if you say the reason that the content of pigul can be thought about zrika, you need the whole thing. And he says, right? And the Gemara itself says it's a machloket about chatzi matir. Of whether chatzi matir is an avodah. But he says, why should you care? If zrika was only going to create the psul, because what? It's an achila, and achila is what's significant, it doesn't matter whether it's an avodah, then it shouldn't matter whether you paskin chatzi matir is mefagel or not. What does that have to do with? The content of your machshava doesn't need to be an avodah, it needs to be an achila. And yet, that's not the case. And that was what the Rambam says. It's tzarich shiachol menashe yaseh zrika shelo bizmano. Bepshuto ayet tzarich lomar. The Gemara Rambam tzarich zrika. Aval lefi zeh muchach lomar. The Gemara Rambam la'avodot hazrika. He said the Rambam, when he frames it, says that you have to have in mind to do the zrika. And he's medayik that means the avodot hazrika. Not just zrika because it's achilat mizbeach, but zrika because it's zrika. The proof is what it says later. That if you thought about zrika, not mimkomo, that it doesn't make the meat mutter. Because you need to think about zrika hamateret. But what's the obvious problem that the Reb Chaim needs to face? Is this only works according to it? To which type of pigul? Pigul that focuses on zrika. But remember, how else can you make something pigul? Haktar, having shechting, having in mind what? Haktara. All those things are those Right now he said, the Gemara says that if you have machshava on zrika, shalobim komo, it doesn't create pickle. He says, why? If it's about achilat mizbeach and you did the zrika on the mizbeach, he's saying, listen, what if I shech the karban, having in mind I'm going to do zrika shalob bismano, and then I do zrika, having in mind that I'm going to do, you know, shvichat shirayim raktar emurin shalobim komo. It's not pickle. He says, why not? If it's about achilat mizbeach, should it be pigol? Yes, because I sprinkled the blood. I did shechita, having in mind that I would do zrika, shalob bismano, and I sprinkled on the mizbeach. The fact that the zrika is possible because I did the zrika, I'm not to do akhtar ne'murin shalob bimkomo, and which possibles the zrika, should that have relevance on the shechita? No, because the only reason that I need to think about the zrika is because I need to think about achilat mizbeach. Does it matter whether the zrika I end up doing ends up becoming possible? No, correct. But according to him, why? That if you think that you're shechting the karban, and not lizrok, and the reason that you need zrika to have the right content is so that you're thinking about achilat mizbeach. If I do the zrika improperly, so then if it's just about achilat mizbeach, it should still be pigol. The fact that I thought about zrika to do the avodah post avodah hadam incorrectly.
No, but it's the right.
Maybe that's only until I do the zrika, right? Again, you could push back on him the way you just did, which is, nah, pickle, you have to do the whole thing. But he says, that's different. So So therefore, the Grizz says, no, even the content question of what actions can create pickle, that's also about avodah. And that's why he says, right, if you have seven zrikot that you need to do, right, the kids redo seven zrikot, if you have machshava to do one of them as pickle, it doesn't create pickle. Why not? If all you need is shechita amanat to do achilat mizbeach, then one of the seven zrikot may not be zrika, but it is achilat mizbeach. And yet we say that doesn't create pickle. So you could go Evan's direction and say, yeah, but in order to be pickle, you need to complete it totally beachter. But Reb Chaim reads it differently. He says that even the content question is about whether it's defined as avoda. And if that's the case, then if you hold like Rashi, let's say, that Kabbalah is excluded from being the content, then what, and you assume that Rashi agrees with Reb Chaim, which is not at all obvious, right? But if you assume that Rashi agrees with Reb Chaim, or you wanted to create a position that would work with both, then you would have to be Mechadesh, just like we did for the Ravid in terms of process, for Reb Chaim and for Rashi in terms of content. That the reason that Kabbalah can't be the content is because it's a lesser avodah. Right, the same way we said by the Ravid that the reason Kabbalah might not be able to create Sol Machshava is because it's lesser of an avoda in terms of process. Following Reb Chaim, you might have to say the same thing about content. Okay? Good. The last thing I gave you, which I didn't think I'd be able to finish today, but maybe I can. Yeah? A priority for what?
What would it actually be? There's no, like,
they what? Stop using pronouns. I don't know what you're talking
they
about.
They, as in the content and the action.
I mean, Rashi thinks that our sugya is trying to figure out which things can be the content of Sol Machshava, and the Ravid says it's which of them are the processes that are significant enough to create Sulei Machshava.
So
no, we don't combine them. Reb Chaim just now, until now we had understood, now, okay, I'll go back one more time. Till now that we'd understood that if you focus on process, so then what matters is whether something is an avoda. But if you're focusing on content, it's not necessarily the case. Because, for example, by pigul, the simplest understanding of why Kabbalah can't be the content of pigul is not that it's a lesser avoda, but that it's just an avoda which is an achilat mizbeach. And the definition of pigul is that it needs to be that you did shechita or whatever almanat to do achilat mizbeach shelo bizmano. Right? What Reb Chaim argues is that no, the question of which actions are avodot and how avoda-esque are they, isn't only relevant for the Ravid who thinks that the sugya here is focusing on machshav, on which avoda is intense enough to create psulei machshava. It's true even for Rashi. And again, just to bring one of his proofs, is that you thought that the reason that you needed zrika and not Kabbalah to be the content of the psul is because you just thought, well, the definition of pigul is that you do shechita almanat to do achilat mizbeach or achilat adam shelo bizmana. Right? It doesn't prove, it's giving a different interpretation, and therefore, you can't prove which avodot are more intense, right? Because it has nothing to do with it, it's a separate rule. Reb Chaim says, well, if that was the case, then by zrika, why would it be that if I did shechita almanat lizrok, one of the seven zrikot, let's say on the chatora panimia, why is that not pigul? If you're saying, listen, the content doesn't need to be significant, the content just needs to be halachically valid achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. So one of the seven sprinklings of the chatora panimia, is it an achilat mizbeach? Yes. Yes, clearly. Blood went on the mizbeach. I don't understand how you could look at it in any other way. Right? It's part of a maisa avoda, where blood ends up in a place where it is consumed in a way that is halachically significant. The fact that I then didn't finish the next six zrikot doesn't seem to change the fact that what I had here was an achilat mizbeach. But if you say that no, even the content question of my machshava, meaning I have machshava from A to B, and it will only create psulei machshava if B is not significant, but is an avoda, so then the question of whether one zrika out of seven is considered in avoda or not is significant.
Is it seven out of seven is zrika, or is it one
yes.
out of seven?
No, seven, no. That's the Reb Chaim is assuming seven out of seven.
Well, that sounds like a separate case. What is that?
What?
That sounds like a separate, that's something you
it's not a unique. That's exactly what he's arguing it isn't. Rashi seems to say, Rashi's simple pshat is that it's unique in the sense that the question of the content of pigul is not about significance of acts, it's about the definition of pigul, which is doing a pasul machshava in order to do achil adam rachel mizbeach chutz lazmano. And Reb Chaim says, no, I don't think that's true. I think that the question of which content can create pasul machshava is also dependent on how much of an avodah it is.
But it's seven actions of zrika for one.
Yeah, that's but that's just the definition of the of that zrika.
Right. So then
right. And he says, therefore, if what matters is the relevant, whether the relevant action is considered in avoda, then if it needs all seven, then it needs all seven. But if it's achilat mizbeach, then it shouldn't matter that this is an incomplete zrika. It's a zrika of sorts, and zrika is achilat mizbeach. Why should it be complete?
Because the first one is.
Because according to the simple pshat in Rashi, the content of what creates a psul machshava is not about what is an avoda. It's what is achilat mizbeach. And a single one of the seven of the sprinkling of zrika is still a halachically significant act that gets blood onto the mizbeach. And if the content of your machshava, in order to invalidate it, doesn't need to be machshava, it needs to be achila, why is one zrika not a achila? Good, so that you could push back. I'm not saying you can't. Evan pushes back and says, why? Maybe achila doesn't mean minimal achila. It means a complete act of achila. The same way, good. Now, Evan, prove your point. Prove, try to defend the non-Reb Chaim point. Give me proof that an incomplete achila doesn't create pigul. Having nothing to do with avoda and everything to do with achila, give me proof. It's not hard proof. Or put it more precisely, that remember what the Mishnah said? What if I had machshava to do chatzi zayit? Right? A very good. So Evan notes that you could push back on Reb Chaim and say, no. Why do you assume that a minimalist partial achila is significant enough of an achila to create pigol? That's an assumption on your part. Who says? Who says? Right? Maybe it's not true. Right? Maybe it's simply not true. Right? Maybe even achila has to have a shear. Now, we know that it has to have a shear in terms of shear quantity, hence the Kazayat point. But you might have thought, or you might be machadesh, that it's not just that it needs a quantity like a Kazayat, but it needs completeness. And if that's the case, then you would push back on Reb Chaim. That's what I mean. That's what I just said, completeness. Right? Right? That the Achila also needs completeness. Right? I agree with you. And that would be a way of pushing back on Reb Chaim's claim. Okay, the last thing I wanted to do on this sugya was to give you a little bit of an overview of the Akhtara Shchita question. We have a few minutes, at least let's start it. So, I don't want to spend too much time on it, though. Whatever, I maybe miscalculated. It's hard to calculate at the end of towards the end of Zman.
To do the opposite, you know? Where you went through it too quickly. What's the term that Kahneman quote?
I understand. I went through it too, meaning, in that sense, I mean, I have other Makaro sheets ready. The problem is none of them are too, I don't know if any of them can be done in like 2 days.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. I'll try to pick a shortish one and see what we can do with that. Okay, anyways. But he says, Dibarnu ad ko al kach shef shalur shiluvan shal ktav shim chacharim amarach shal pigol al tekeni otam sugim shal achila. Okay, so we've talked until now that haktara and shvicha, the reason they might be relevant is because they're achila. Lechilufin, itan lever haktara shvicha kavod ar karban. Right, so this is where we come back to Reb Chaim. Right, so now Reb Chaim Zain is developing this idea. He says, so as we just saw from Reb Chaim, it could be that the reason that Shricha and Akhtara are relevant, again, is not because they're Achila, but because they're Avoda. So, but how do we justify that? So he says, Hatzavat Shricha, Shirayim, Akhtara, Neimurim, Mishbezaj, Avod, Nivchenet, Bekfela. When you're understanding Shricha, Shirayim, Akhtara, Neimurim, you have to understand them at two levels. Ma'amadan, Biyachas, L'arbar, Avod, Adam. What is their relationship to the Avodot of blood? Second is their relationship to each other. The common denominator who that different from the other avodot who she'elu avodot she'enan ma'akvodet kapara. Right, the major reason that you wouldn't have jumped to the question, because remember, Reb Chaim only said his point for what? For Zrika. But what Reb Chaim hasn't answered is, then why is Haktarat Emurim also, let's say, a proper content for a machshava that will create pigol? Is it an avoda? Now the answer is it? Kind of, very good. And in order to justify Reb Chaim, what we need to do is really ask the question, to what extent is it an avoda? Now again, we've done this earlier in the year for Haktara. We haven't done it for Shvicha Chirayim. And as Reluchamzi notes, Cheref Oto Mechanem Eshutav, based on that common denominator, Yitachin Shish Lafrid Ben Akhtar Al Shvicha Chirayim. That even within that, we're going to have to distinguish because they may not be the same. Vizot L'Shnei Chivunim. Meaning once we start talking about them, they might be Avodot, but they're not Avodot the same way. Again, the four Avodot Hadam are all Ma'akev. And they're all essential, except maybe halacha, which it might not be, right? But in general, we assume that the avodah adam are. Haktara is very much not essential in that way. It's not, right? And therefore, if Reb Chaim is right, and the question of what creates psul is something in avodah, so then we have to go back to these and say, And say what? To what extent are these avodot? Because they're not the avodot adam. They're not essential. On the other hand, they are clearly something. And what we need to do is figure that out. Okay, maybe it's not worth jumping into it, but at least that was the introduction of why I felt I had to give this to you, right? Which is once you say Reb Chaim's argument, right? Once you say Reb Chaim's argument that the question of the content of the Psulei Machshava is also how much of an avodah it is. So again, for Zrika, I'm willing to buy it. Because Zrika obviously is, you know, Zrika. It's the paradigm of avodah, of the avodah d'adam. It's the Ikar Machaper. But it's a much bigger chiddush when you focus on the other things like, you know, Achila and Akhtara. In what sense are they avodah? And are they avodah enough? And the like? Okay. Again, some of this will be Chazara from when we did the status of Haktar de Murin earlier in the year. Right? But I feel like you guys, did you forget some of this stuff? Of how much is Haktar and Avoda? We did this when we did Tosfot's question of Machshava by Haktara, but now we're coming back to it. Right? We did it literally 12 blot ago. I mean, it wasn't like, this was right at the beginning. Right? Was that Tosfot, which was, and we mentioned some of this, right? At the beginning, like one of our first sugya, we mentioned it. Okay, so we'll come back to it, I guess, then on Sunday. So more likely that what that's going to leave is like a day and a half. A day or a day and a half. Because right before you guys, the bunch of guys go to Poland. And then I go to America the next day. I have one more day here after that, but I have to actually figure that out. Yeah. Let me talk to her again. Yeah.